USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is rising for the second straight month thanks to falling gas prices and a strong jobs market. The board's Lynn Franco calling it a mixed bag, with purchasing intentions for cars and big ticket items up, while fewer Americans are now looking to buy homes.
Your safety is more important than anything. And I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
President Biden's comments as 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders as Hurricane Ian keeps churning toward the Sunshine State. Ian is expected to pick up steam later on Tuesday and become a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles an hour. For now, landfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon between Tampa and Fort Myers. The administrator of the EPA is pledging to work with Jackson, Mississippi to reach sustainable long-term solutions to its decades-old water infrastructure problems. Michael Reagan making that promise during a visit to the city on Monday. Reagan's visit also came on the same day the Department of Justice's Environmental Enforcement Division announced it was prepared to file a lawsuit against the city. Two of the nation's biggest airlines are in court today. American Airlines and JetBlue will meet the Justice Department in Boston to look at a deal the two airlines have in the Northeast. The DOJ says it's essentially a merger, but the airlines say working together helps in the battle against larger carriers. Ford is making another major investment in its Louisville operations. The automaker is investing $700 million in upgrading the Kentucky truck plant and creating 500 full-time jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
NASA, in partnership with Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, successfully crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid to veer it off course. It was a test to see if spacecrafts could knock asteroids off course if they become a threat to Earth. In a panel hosted by NASA, TV DART Draco instrument scientist Carolyn Ernest says their job isn't quite done.
There's a lot of work that the proximity working group will be doing over the next few days. We will be finding the exact impact site to really understand, you know, what kind of crater did we make. And, of course, the ground-based observers are busy as we speak, you know, looking at the data and taking it over the course of the next days and weeks to find out what we really did.
The Senate is back to work today, taking up a bill regarding elections.
The Senate Rules Committee will discuss the Electoral Count Act reform bill this afternoon in Washington, D.C. The bill would raise the threshold of objectors to at least one-fifth of the electors of both the House and the Senate. The change, authors claim, would reduce objections and ensure they're broadly supported. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meta says it has disrupted influence operations from China and Russia on Facebook and Instagram. The Chinese account was aimed at spreading misinformation about November's midterm elections in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.